welcome to another episode of Mormon History Podcast. This is your host, Skyler. It has been a minute since I have recorded an episode, and for that, I am sorry. There has been a lot going on in my life. I am remodeling a bathroom. I'm remodeling in-laws. I've been busy at work. And then the last week, I was sick with a sore throat. And so I am finally getting to where I feel like I have a voice to be able to record something. I'm not entirely sure how long this episode is going to be. It's going to be a little bit different in nature. It's something that I've been thinking of for a little while now, and I want to address. Many people, I think everybody, should understand or know the movie Saturday's Warrior. Basically, it's this idea that we existed in the pre-existence as a family, and that we had these specific places that we're supposed to go at a specific time, and that nothing is by chance. And that's why I think sometimes in Mormonism especially, you have this idea that it's our time to go when we die, and also that people are meant to come into our families at specific times. And I know stories of people who felt like they needed to have another child. They heard a voice, and the voice was like, I am yours. And so they end up having this child, and it's the person who spoke to them. But it got me thinking about choices. And that might seem weird. Like, why would you be thinking about choices? Well, let me tell you. If you think about how you exist, everything that had to take place for you to exist, everybody that had to live, all the way back thousands upon possibly millions of years, depending on where you're at in the belief system of evolution, or if you are more relatively newer belief of, you know, Adam and Eve being the first parents and only happening 6,000 years ago. Regardless of where you're at, there is a lot that had to go for you to exist how you do now. An example of this, just going back, for instance, just one to two generations, my mom's biological mother, for whatever circumstances that she was in, decided to go down to California and have my mom and place her for adoption. My mother was adopted by an LDS family who in turn raised her to be LDS. They moved to Utah, or at least my mom moved to Utah, where she attended BYU. My father also decided to go to BYU, mostly to go skiing, but in the process had met my mother, where after 2 weeks of knowing each other, they proposed, and a couple months later, they were married. And I, after my brother was born, I was then born, and it was a rocky birth. I was 6 weeks early, I was 4 pounds, 2 ounces, and there were moments where my mom almost didn't make it, and there was also the possibility that I wouldn't make it. But if you break it down, how everything came about for me to exist, there was a lot of things that had to happen, a lot of things that had to line up for that to happen. If my biological grandmother decided to keep the baby, I don't exist. If a different family adopted my mother, I don't exist. If my father decides to not go to BYU, I don't exist. If my mother decides to not go to BYU, I don't exist. There's just a lot of things that go into place for us to exist. And I don't think that we ever get that deep into thinking about things like that. The fact that all these choices that people made before us lead us to existence. What if someone would have gotten the typhoid fever and died at the age of 6? We don't exist. Not only that, but thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people potentially don't exist every time a child dies, or every time someone dies before they are married or have a baby. And that's why I think there's such tragedy in events like the Holocaust, or even events within Mormonism like the Mountain Meadows Massacre. The fact that there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people that don't exist because of the horrific things that we did as Mormons in 1857. And throughout the next few weeks, or throughout the next few episodes of this podcast, I want to discuss events like Mountain Meadows. I want to discuss things like the Hans Mill Massacre. I want to discuss things like the Utah War. I want to discuss the tragedies, the things that we have done, where we have basically cut down the DNA tree for many, many people. And it's not just the idea of these events like the Mountain Meadows Massacre. It's the actual just thoughts of what our choices can do. It's the idea that we participate in things that can cause people to even decide to take their own lives. Things like the November policy, which has caused a lot of suicides, especially in Utah. Now, that might be a general, I guess, statement, but the fact that we're having a high rate of suicidal LGBT suicides in the state of Utah, I think can be tied to something like that November policy in 2015. And so where do we as human beings, where do we as Christ-like individuals stand when it comes to something within the church that can lead to someone taking their own life? Where do we stand when it comes to policies that endanger or at least have the potential to endanger children or even teenagers? Things that are not doctrinal, but are just policy. In November of 2015, when the policy came out, I was the young men's president in my ward. And as I was sitting in ward council, the bishop read the policy, which I already knew existed. All the leaders of the ward is there, the primary, the young women's, the young men's, the ward mission leader, elders quorum president, high priest group leader, and also the bishop's counselors. And the bishop read the policy. And he went around and he pointed to each person in the room, starting to his left, and said, "Do you agree?" The person nodded their head. Next person, "Do you agree?" They nodded their head. The next person, "Do you agree?" It went through probably 6 or 7 people before it got to me. And he pointed at me and said, "Do you agree?" And I said, "No, I don't." And let me tell you why I don't agree. And I explained the reasons why I don't agree with this policy. And I'm not saying that you have to agree or disagree with the policy, but if you do disagree with something, you should take a stand. Just as if you agree with something, you should take a stand. You should never apologize or be ashamed for what you stand for. I don't care if that is for Mormonism or against Mormonism or for some political thing or for some humanitarian thing or whatever it might be. I wasn't afraid to say that I disagree with the policy, even though there was 14 other people around me who were agreeing with it. But I wanted it to be known that I took a stand for something that I disagreed with. I could have been chastised for that. I could have gotten in trouble. I could have been questioned by the bishop for being quote-unquote against the prophet. But I've had enough discussions with the bishop at this time for him to know that I maybe had thought differently about certain aspects of the gospel and certain aspects about the church. And he didn't belittle me, and he thanked me for my comments. But we all have choices. We all have choices every day. And it doesn't even have to be regarding Mormonism. There's so many people who have lost their lives because of carelessness on the roads. I was cut off today. The person that cut me off made the decision to not check the blind spot. It could have ended really bad. It was a choice on their part, which could have essentially ended my life. Or they could have caused someone else to be in the car accident. People who drink and drive make a choice. People who text and drive make a choice. People who drive drowsy make a choice. Every moment of our life, we are making choices. And those of us who have children, or those of us who have jobs where we maybe manage someone, or even just us being employees, we will often say that every choice, every decision that we make has a consequence, whether it's good or bad. But we don't often understand how fully our choices affect others, or how fully our choices can affect generations and generations and generations of people from existing how they may have existed otherwise. Some of us exist because of negative choices that people have made. Some people are a product of sexual assault. Some people are a product of careless teen romance. Some people are the product of evil people. I am the product of John D. Lee, who was executed for his participation in the Mountain Meadow Massacre. If John D. Lee did not exist, then I would not exist. And it's hard to understand or be okay with that, as I'm sure it's hard to understand and being okay being a product of rape. But what I want to say is that while I am a product of someone like John D. Lee, it doesn't mean that I have to be okay with who he was. It doesn't mean that I have to be okay with what he did. And I can take a stand against what he did. But I can love who I am. I can love my existence. And I can make good choices, and I can make better choices, and I can do intentional choices to help other people. And I can do my part in making sure that those who are coming to this world afterwards have a fair fight, and that I can be loving and accepting to those who don't have a voice or who have the minority vote. Jesus taught love. He taught to love your neighbor. He taught to love yourself. And he taught to love God. Those two commandments, which are in essence three, do not say love God and then love your neighbor and then love yourself. We have to do all three. They are all important. I am thankful for the opportunity that I have to wake up each day to live, for the opportunity that I have to gain knowledge and to grow and to try and become a better person. It's not always easy, and sometimes I fail. But as long as I open my mind and tear down the barriers that I have when it comes to certain groups of people or certain ethnicity or certain religion or things that are scary or that I don't understand, as I continue to try to gain empathy for others, I can only become a better person. And as I make choices that may go against what others in my religion or my tribe believe or stand for, I will find myself and I will grow and I will become what I feel like I should become. The purpose that I have in living and the purpose that I have in growing and gaining knowledge and the purpose that I have for existing. So to wrap up this episode, I just want to say to make your choices intentional for good. Look for ways to serve, look for ways to love, and look for ways to change history so that someone can exist how they are supposed to. Just as the Saturday Warrior movie maybe alludes to. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Mormon History Podcast. I hope that you will tune in for future episodes. And until then, have a good one.